Well, that thing's clearly in the way. All right. Aha! Stop!
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
Great. Roomie?
Yeah, I guess we are roommates now.
Yeah. Well, now that you bring it up, our fridge is broken. We have to get a new one. I checked around, and your half is $400. Thanks a lot.
I'm not paying for half of that. I'm only staying here until my apartment gets fixed.
Look, Rich, my parents bought this fridge just after I was born, okay? Now, I have never had a problem with it. Then you show up and it breaks. What does that tell you?
That refrigerators don't live as long as people?
All right, now, you know that the ATM only lets you take out 300 at a time, so I'll take a check for the other 100.
You're joking, right?
Of course I'm joking. I don't take checks.
Thank God you're pretty. No one told you life was gonna be this way. Any cute guys?
Well, of course I do. My good friend Joey over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Chandler.
Anyway, there's this big charity ball this weekend, and Ralph Lauren bought a table, so I kind of have to go.
What's the charity?
I don't know. Something, either trees or disease. Ralph mumbles a lot.
Does Ralph mumble when you're not paying attention?
Yeah, it's weird. But the thing is, I need to find a date.
Well, what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, someone that has his own tux, or the ability to rent a tux.
So he has to be a male who has at least $50.
Ooh, so close.
Hey, everybody.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Elizabeth.
Oh, hi. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm the student.
Isn't she cute?
Nope.
You know, this is probably none of my business, but weren't you guys supposed to not be seen in public together?
Oh, we're not together.
Oh, no, no, no. We're just two people who happen to have run into each other here at the coffee house.
Oh, sly.
Well, I really wanted to meet you guys, but I have to run.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hey.
Bye, Ross.
Bye.
Oh. Oops. Oh, didn't mean to run into you like that, sir.
Oh, that is quite all right, ma'am. Bye.
So why is she leaving? Is it a school night and she has a lot of homework to do?
Yes, her molecular epidemiology paper is due tomorrow.
I'll tell her good luck with that.
Anyone else? Huh? Bring them on.
Oh, when's her birthday?
I don't know, Rachel. Why?
Well, you know, it's just been so long since I've been to Chuck E. Cheese.
I like Elizabeth.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. In fact, I like her so much that you tell her I want my cookies early this year. You know, a box of Thin Mints and some tagalongs.
Hey, come on, you guys. Give him a break. Ross, seriously, how's it going with it?
Well, it's actually been great. She's 20, so she's not looking for anything too serious, which is perfect for me right now.
Well, that is great. And seriously, she seems very nice.
Thanks. I know you guys like to give me a hard time and all, but it really means a lot to me that you like her. Just knowing that you guys are like...
Okay, I got a good one. Okay, what is she? Like 12?
Chandler, do you think we talk about our relationship enough?
Yeah. Do we have any fruit roll-ups?
Hey! Okay, I just thought of the perfect guy for Rachel to take to her thing.
Oh, that's so funny because we found someone, too.
Oh, that's good. I guess she'll have a choice between my guy and your weirdo.
Why would our guy be a weirdo?
Because that's just your taste.
See, Rachel's not going to pick your stupid guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My guy is a lawyer who does volunteer work. And he has one of these.
A face ass?
A chin dimple. Well, you know, our guy works with Chandler, and he's really nice and smart, and he's a great dresser. Have you seen your guy's body?
No, our guy is just a floating head.
Well, my guy is spectacular, okay? He's a massage client. And one time, when he was on the table, I looked at it, and I mean all of it. I'm not supposed to look. Oh, yeah, like they're police for that.
But you look, you massage me.
I know. All right, fine. Your guy may have a great body, but our guy is really funny. Oh, Chandler funny? Our guy's a great dancer. My guy's well-read.
Our guy has great hair.
My guy has great teeth.
Our guy smells incredible.
Do you want our guy to be your guy?
Hey.
Well, you don't look good, Joe.
Well, the fridge broke, so I had to eat everything. Cold cuts, ice cream, limes. And hey, what was in that brown jar?
That's still in there?
Not anymore. So, anyway, how do you want to pay me?
Is this a service you're providing me?
No, for my new fridge, for our new fridge.
Our new fridge? I don't live here anymore.
So what? Look, okay. Suppose we were a divorced couple, and I got custody of the kid, right? Now, suppose the kid dies, and I got to buy a new kid.
Okay.
Give me $400!
Professor Geller?
Oh, a student I don't know.
I was wondering if I could talk to you for a moment.
Yes, of course. What would this be regarding?
Making out in your office.
of course. Why don't we go inside?
What?
Doorknob.
Oh, sorry. I actually do need to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, what about?
Spring vacation?
Spring vacation.
Yeah, we have time off, and a lot of people are going on trips. And...
Professor Geller.
Yes, Professor Friesen-Stinlander. I'll be with you in one moment. So, I will take one box of the Thin Mints. You don't understand. Elizabeth was about to ask me to go on a trip with her. Is that taking it slow? I'm not ready for this, okay? Well, what do I tell her?
Just tell her the truth. Tell her you're not ready.
I could do that. Well, what if she gets upset?
And you distract her with a Barbie doll.
Or you could just, you know...
What the hell are you doing?
What the hell am I doing? You just broke my fridge!
What? How do you know it's even broken?
Oh, you think I don't know what breaks my fridge? Excuse me. Well, what do you know? Broken. That'll be $400.
Joey, I saw you push him.
You pushed him?
Joey, I did not break this, okay? That has been broken for a while.
Hey, Chen, remember I told you about our fridge?
Uh-huh.
I still haven't gotten the check for your half yet.
Do not give him any money.
I'm not talking to you. You broke my fridge.
You wanted to see me, Professor Geller?
Yes. Yes, please come in. Ooh.
Doorknob?
Yeah. It kind of grows on you. Actually, I wanted to finish talking to you about spring vacation.
Oh, good.
Look, I'm having a great time with you, and I just don't want us to move too fast or put too much pressure on us. So, I'm sorry. I just don't think we should go away together yet. It's too soon.
Ross, I think you misunderstood what I was saying. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to Florida for a couple weeks.
No. I think you misunderstood what I was saying. What I meant was...
You are so adorable.
That. Let's talk about that. Hey.
Hey, how'd it go with Elizabeth?
It was fine. It was just a misunderstanding. She didn't want me to go with her. She just wanted to let me know that she's going to Florida for a spring vacation.
Wait a minute, is she going for spring vacation or is she going for spring break?
What's the difference?
Well, spring vacation, you're doing nice things with your grandparents. Spring break, you're doing frat guys.
You know what? Not all spring breaks are like that.
What'd you do on yours?
I went to Egypt with my dad.
I can see it now. Look, Dad, it's the Sphinx.
I think Elizabeth is a little more serious than spring break. I mean, come on, she's taken my class.
And slept with the professor.
I'm going to call her.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Sebastian.
Hi.
We just met at the newsstand. We both grabbed for the last Field and Stream. What? I read that.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, thank you. Rachel, what the hell is this? You ask us to find you a guy, and then you come traipsing in here with a guy of your own?
You found me a guy?
Yes, we found you a really cute, funny guy from Chandler's work.
Yeah, and I found you one, too, who is not a weirdo.
Well, you know what, though, you guys? I really appreciate that, but I think I'm just going to take Sebastian to the charity.
Are you sure? Because our guy smells incredible.
Would you stop it with that already?
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
So, Sebastian, do you do any volunteer work?
No, not really. Why?
No reason. It's just I know a single guy who does care about other people.
Are you funny? Excuse me?
What are you guys doing?
Are you funny? Tell us a joke! Look, I just wanted to have coffee with Rachel.
Well, so do a lot of people.
Actually, I gotta get going. Give me a call sometime.
Oh, but you didn't give me your phone number.
Okay, see you later. Turns out he is kind of funny.
I cannot believe you guys. He was really nice, and he just left because of you.
Yeah, but Sebastian? What is that, a cat's name?
Yeah, you know what I noticed, Rachel? He scares easy. Now, is that the kind of guy you want to take to a ball? Hey, Sebastian, would you like to dance? Okay, I gotta go.
All right, guys, stop it. Rachel, we're very sorry. That is a very insensitive thing for us to do. And you know what? Let's make it up to you. We have two really great guys for you.
Yeah, what have you got to lose? You know, you might even end up with someone really special if you pick one. All right.
Okay, so you will meet our guys?
Yes, I'll meet them.
Okay, now it doesn't matter which one you choose. You know, it's completely up to you. Our guy is perfect. Or you could go out with the guy that Phoebe deemed not good enough to go out with herself.
Phoebe, there you are. Okay, you broke my fridge. You owe me $400.
Okay, sure.
Really?
Oh, technically, you owe me $600 for sending out happy thoughts on your last 10 auditions.
Call it even?
Okay.
Well, there you are. So what did Elizabeth say?
Well, turns out she is going to Daytona for spring break. Woohoo. That means wet t-shirt contest. Guys doing shots off of girls' bodies, waking up next to people you don't even know.
Man, she is going to have a great time. Is she staying at the Hotel Corona?
You know the hotels?
Sure, I was there. Spring break 81. Whee!
In 1981, you were 13.
So what? I drove down, sold t-shirts, had a blast. And you know who knows how to party? Drunk college chicks.
Okay, she can't go.
Boss, you can't tell her not to go. You just started dating.
Then what am I supposed to do?
Nothing. You just have to be cool with it.
Well, what if she goes down there and sleeps with a bunch of guys?
Well, maybe you don't marry this one.
so glad you're going on this trip.
Yeah. I've been working so hard this semester. I really need to go crazy, you know? Blow off some steam.
Sure, sure. Look, I don't know if your plans are finalized yet, but, hey, I know another great way to blow off steam.
What?
Are you into crafts at all?
Ross, are you okay?
Yeah, of course I'm okay. Well, I'm just being supportive of you and this whole trip. And what's this?
It's a bathing suit.
To wear in front of people.
Is that supportive?
Is this?
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
I'm really glad you decided to meet our guy.
Gonna like him so much.
Uh-huh. So, when do you want to meet him?
I don't know. I know that I don't work late tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is good, but you know what? Why put off something until tomorrow? You can do right now. Eldad, come here.
What? Eldad, this is Rachel.
How are you?
Well, a little blindsided, but you know, good.
Eldad, sit down. Move over now. There you go. There you are.
Okay, we can take a hit.
What are you doing here? This is Patrick.
Hi. Okay, you're too late, okay, because she's already with our guy.
Oh, my God, you're right. I am too late. You're sitting on the couch and talking.
Rachel?
Yeah? This is Patrick.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is the guy I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and believe me, this suit does not do justice to what's underneath it.
Okay. But, babe, I'm just sort of in the middle of something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Have a seat.
You can't do that.
Maybe I should go.
Better sit down. We're winning.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I should go.
No. Have a seat. You have a seat.
Rachel, you haven't touched Elma's hair.
It's the softest hair. Oh, touch it.
I'm good. Rachel, Patrick is really rich. Give her some money.
You know what, Phoebe? This isn't really worth the free massage.
That's right, Patrick. Bye-bye.
No.
Eldad is much more cooperative, and he can dance. You dance for Rachel.
No, don't dance for me, please. Don't. What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, okay, let's talk it out.
Am I the only one that this is embarrassing for?
I'm a little embarrassed.
Shh.
I'll tell you who should be embarrassed. It's you guys. Come on, this is ridiculous.
Thank you very much, but I do not need you to give me a date.
Then why did she ask us to...
I am still talking! And then you chase away the one guy that I actually liked. I mean, no offense to you guys, really. I mean, congratulations on all the cash. And you know, you really... Well, you do have very soft hair. But I would much rather go to the ball all by myself than go through any more of this. Goodbye. Now, do you use some sort of special conditioner on that hair?
Yes, papaya extract.
Thank you.
So, have a great time down there.
I will.
Yeah. Hey, did you pack that bathing suit?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny when I hid it for a while, huh? Anyway, I am worried about that bathing suit. Not because it's revealing, which I'm fine with. No, I'm concerned about your health. Sun exposure.
Oh, don't worry. I have plenty of sunblock. It's SPF 30.
All right. Well, if what's in the bottle is actually 30. I mean, sometimes you get 30, sometimes it's 4. And I swear to God, more often than not, it's just milk.
Ross, it's going to be okay. I'm not going down there to hook up with a bunch of guys. I really like you. I like how things are going between us.
Really?
Yeah. Just going down there to relax and hang out with my friends.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, hey, here they are.
Hey, Elizabeth!
Call me!
Rachel, we're sorry for pushing those guys on you.
Mm. Oh, that's all right.
I ended up having a really good time. You know, the charity was a big success, and they raised a lot of money and awareness.
So what was it for, anyway?
I want to say a disease.
Hey.
I just got this really weird message from Ross. He said, turn on MTV.
Oh, my God, look, that's Elizabeth. Professor Geller.
Gotta be 13 again. Yeah.